So this brings us to the end of the communication skills section of the course, and we're kind of just getting warmed up now. What I've purposefully not built into this section are more people skills and social skills, right? Communication skills are very, very practical. They're kind of just processes we can build into our everyday interactions. When it comes to social skills and people skills, they're generally more principle-based. All right, so the next section of the course, I'm hoping you're going to find quite insightful, not just for, you know, in terms of, you operating and functioning as a life coach, but I'm hoping that some of the principles I share throughout the next section, you're really going to be able to relate to and build into your own life, which is obviously the purpose of this course. You build these ideas and principles into your own life first and foremost, so that when you eventually start interacting with clients who are struggling in those areas, you've already made progress, you've moved forward, which gives you all of the authority required to coach other people through exactly the same process. So that's where we're going on to next. But to wrap up this section of the course, I just want to leave you with a really cool resource that has kind of been a bit of a work in progress for us over the years. This is the Ecology Communication Skills Workbook. Now, this workbook kind of incorporates a number of lighter skills, if you like, various questioning techniques that most people will find common sense. But we've just built into this section of the course. It might even be the case you want to share this with some of your future clients. And if so, that is totally okay. We've done much of the hard work for you so that you don't have to. So what I would recommend that you do is just build in any reflections, any insights that you've had into, or from the section especially, into the workbook as you work your way through it. Because sometimes sometimes it's possible for us to gain insights on a deeper level and sometimes not connect the insights that we have on this deeper level to more kind of lighter level ideas. So this is just about making sure that you don't have any voids in your own communication. So spend a good maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes working through, just reflecting through the workbook and just see if you can identify any voids that you currently have in your communication skill set, all right, for the purpose of becoming a far more effective communicator moving forward. But that's all for this section of the course. Do hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope you found it insightful, and I'll certainly look forward to seeing you again in the next, where we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of how it is that we can engage more effectively with other human beings.